From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead today is out of Iraq, where the American military command today announced the death of another American soldier. He was shot and killed last night in Baghdad. Into Crete, U.S. Army snipers shot and killed two men who were trying to sell weapons in a market. Violence is escalating again. Here's part of a report that aired last night on All Things Considered. This is from NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.
Gunfire suddenly erupted in their direction. A young man was struck in the head. Another teenage Iraqi who had been accompanying his mother was also shot. She screamed out, "The Americans have killed him."
And Garrels reporting last night from Baghdad. Also today, U.S. officials now say that a group linked to al-Qaeda may be responsible for bombing Jordan's embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. The death toll in that attack is now at 19. Earlier, I spoke with Time Magazine's Michael Ware. Michael Ware in Baghdad, I read your account of the embassy bombing. It's at time.com for listeners who would like to go and see it. There's quite a description of the scene there. Can you just tell us about it?
Yeah, when I first looked upon the scene, there was three or four cars ablaze. There was a fire spewing out of the embassy itself, and the air was thick with dense black smoke. People were scrambling everywhere. There was screams and wails. There was wounded staggering out of the embassy with blood dripping from their wounds, and the road and the pavement were littered with the dead.
As disturbing or shocking, perhaps, as the scene that you describe, is the event that happened next, which was the crowd of Iraqis who were there turned their anger on the Jordanian embassy. Why did that happen?
There was a lot of pent-up rage in this crowd. These were people who live in the area, whose windows were smashed by the force of the explosion, whose roofs trembled with the impact. They were angry about the bombing, but they were angry at Jordan for a multitude of reasons. Some in the crowd were angry that Jordan had offered asylum to Saddam Hussein's daughters, but most of them were enraged at Jordan because they felt Jordan had abandoned them in 1991.
It doesn't quite follow what you're saying, because in 1991, Jordan refused to join the coalition and held out. And now, in the latest war with Iraq, Jordan was on the side of the United States. So why are they angry about what Jordan did 12 years ago and angry again that they're doing the opposite now?
Well, there's two things here. The first is, to put it frankly, the irrationality of the Baghdad street here. They are wild conspiracists. Rumor upon rumor upon rumor takes on the status of fact. You'd be amazed at some of the things that the Iraqi people seem to believe quite genuinely. It's a very complicated issue, but essentially we're dealing with a mob mentality here.
Well, as you describe in your piece, once this mob was done sacking the Jordanian embassy, it turned on you.
Yeah, that's right. They descended on me and almost tore me to pieces.
They thought you were an American.
Absolutely. Men would stand in the crowd and scream, "American, American." These people consider themselves nationalists. They want Iraq for Iraqis. Thank you. You liberated us from Saddam. Now leave.
Michael Ware of Time Magazine speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.